Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome back to the podcast, the Evil Dungeon Master Universe Podcast. I'm your host, Evil Dungeon Master Vince. Hopefully you're having a great day. It is Friday, and we're about to hit the weekend. Hopefully you have a game upcoming, or some fun event upcoming. I have my game starting tomorrow, Palladium Fantasy 1E. Looking forward to it. The group has just found the cipher, which is a key to getting back home to their home world, because they're trapped in a weird fantasy world that they don't like. Now they have to head to the Springs of Eldoria, which is a place in the game, where they have to take the cipher and bathe it in the Springs of Eldoria under the moonlight before heading to the next step in the process of getting this cipher ready to head to get them back home. So that should be a fun time this weekend. We'll see what happens with that. Anyway, hope you're having a good day. So today I got a message from Ryan T. on my Facebook page. And he says, Dear Evil DM, I hope you can help me out with the situation I found myself in. I've been running AD&D campaign for a group of friends. Everything was going great until I made a big mistake. I gave one of the players a weapon that turned out to be way too overpowered. Now it's causing major imbalances in the game, and the fun factor has been taken out because this player is just going through things like a hot knife through butter. I'm not sure how to handle this delicate situation. I don't want to upset the player, who's a good friend of mine, but it's obvious to everybody in the game that this weapon was just way too powerful. I just want to restore the game back to where it was. I don't know how to do this. I know it's a delicate situation because players don't like items taken back from them all the time. What can I do? Thanks. I'll be listening closely. Well, Ryan, this is a situation that is kind of delicate because your player has this, his character has this weapon, whatever it was that you gave him. I can't imagine what you gave him offhand, unless it was some type of artifact or something you created, which, I mean, we all homebrew stuff, so. And sometimes on paper it looks, you know, not that bad. But then all of a sudden, when they get a hold of this, it just makes everything bad. I did this accidentally in my campaign for Palladium Fantasy. I gave one of my players a weapon that was way overpowered, and it's still kind of overpowered. It was to the point that it was making everything one-sided. And the group knew this, and the player even knew this, that I had to actually just talk to him on the side and admit to my mistake and tell him that I needed to fix this situation and come to a compromise with him. Even he admitted that the weapon was quite powerful and said, yeah, I understand. Well, let's do this and that. And we both talked it out and we lowered some of the abilities and some of the usage to it. So it made it a little more fun, because a DM has to have fun in the game too, along with players. This is a cooperative playing type game. It's both sides need to have fun. And when one side is not having fun and the other is, it sometimes makes you not want to play the game. And I know as a DM, I want to have fun playing my game. So my best advice for you on this situation is talk to your player and be like, listen, I gave you this weapon and I know it's your weapon, but or item, I'm guessing item, whatever. I'm guess, yeah, overpowered weapon you said. It's your weapon, but I think we may need to nerf it a little bit, and I apologize for that, but unfortunately, and then give him, you know, situations in the game, how you feel about that. Like, you know, remember the scene where you, I had all these, you know, werewolves attack, and it was over within like 3 seconds because of your weapon. And he might say, yeah, you're right. It was over pretty quickly. You just have to rationalize. Most people are pretty easy to get along with. Even munchkins are pretty easy to get along with. And they understand when things are too OP. most people have been a DM at least once in their life, and they understand the fact of the pressures of being a DM and sometimes making a mistake. As long as you own up to your mistake and treat the player with respect and let him know that you made that mistake and you need to change it, generally they'll let you. Or maybe you can compromise and give him something else. Give him a deal. Say, hey, listen, if you get rid of this weapon, I'll give you this and this. It's not as powerful, but at least it's something. And if the player is going to be a jerk, which I'm not really running into too many jerks, unless I was like a young teen or something, there's always the leprechaun. In AD&D, Gary Gygax invented the leprechaun monster in cases of like this situation, where the leprechaun would go in and steal the magical weapons from the players' characters that he didn't want to have anymore. So you can always use that. Look back in AD&D 1E. I believe it was in the Monster Manual, Leprechaun, or it could be in the Fiend Folio. I don't remember off the top of my head. But the creature was basically made so you can steal magical items and things that were too powerful from your group away from them. Is it cheesy? Yeah. Is it not fair? Yeah, but I think that was what his whole point of the thing was. So you can just get out of the situation and be like, oh, well, it was stolen. Because sometimes you have to do that. And unfortunately, it does come to that. Hopefully, it doesn't come to that for you, Ryan. Hopefully, it does not. Well, hopefully that answered your question, Ryan. And if you have any questions, you can always head over to theevildm.com, click on email me, or just shoot me an email, ask the DM at theevildm.com, or head over to facebook.com/theevildungeonmaster, or fb.me/theevildungeonmaster to get to me quicker. And you can message me through here like Ryan did. A lot of people message me through Facebook, which I think is interesting. It's easier. You can ask a question. All right, with that said, I'm going to head out. It's a little bit of a shorter show today, but it's Friday and I want to get out of here. So keep it original, keep it old school. Good night, and God bless everybody.